finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to RunRx Podcast. I am your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, I recently saw a tweet that I'm going to try to find it here. Where'd it go? We talk so much, I've got to like go up. There it is. That I thought was really interesting, and I kind of wanted to talk about it on the podcast. This person said, I can't believe how many people have tried to argue with me that there are only downsides to running barefoot, and that millions of years of human foot evolution can only be completed by $100 Nikes. I thought that was great. Now, yeah. We're not quote unquote barefoot running people, though you run barefoot a lot, or you do use minimalist shoes. Can we talk about this idea of why the foot strength is so important? And shoes are important, but what do we really need to look for truly in shoes, our running shoes?
Well, I have to laugh because I've now been in this, I'm now so old. I'm seeing that second cycle of the shoe thing.
Yes,
right? Oh my gosh. So like the shoes go, like they go flat and then they go really stacked and then they go flat and then go really stacked and people argue. So by the way, shoes number one protect you from the elements. Shoes are so that you can walk across the ground and not worry about hurting your feet. That's what a shoe is for. So number one, your shoe needs to be comfortable, right? I'm going to wear this shoe to go running or whatever you're wearing the shoe for, comfort, right?
Right.
And that's important. That's the, like, I tell people, number one, when you put the shoe on, it should never feel like I need to break in my shoe.
Right.
It's like, it shouldn't feel like I need to break in my feet. And so when I, it's not funny, but I have really unattractive feet because I had foot surgery when I was a child. And it was a terrible surgery, by the way. I don't know what they did. They messed up my feet. They took out a lot of bone. And I have a lot of scar tissue. So I've never been comfortable in shoes since I had the surgery. And I was about 9 or 10 years old. So in my life, being barefoot is just part of life. So I've always worn tennis shoes because I work in a gym. And by the way, it's the same thing I tell people. I started in a gym in the 80s and it said you have to wear gym shoes or sneakers. Isn't that funny?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No street shoes allowed. Y'all, when we were growing up, you either had on street shoes or sneakers. Like,
right, it wasn't. Right.
And sneakers were kids, right?
Yeah.
Like the girls, anyway. Girls. And then that, you know, like in the 80s, although the shoes started getting a little bit more fancy, but like I wore Reebok high tops for years. Y'all remember those? They had all the colors.
Yes. Yep. Very with minimal. Your scrunchy socks.
Yes. And they had the double Velcro. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. And, you know, and because I did a lot of aerobics, a lot of group fitness, they were like, you need to have ankle support. And I was like, okay, like, I didn't even question it. Like, we all wear these shoes and we all need ankle support. Well, no, you don't. You need strong ankles. You need actually to have range of motion in the ankle.
Right.
Because but the thought was, and this was the beginning of the end, like, because they kept telling us you need motion control. You need to control the foot movement. You see, they thought if we put you in a shoe that makes your foot really stiff and the shoe doesn't allow for movement, that'll make you stronger. Well, it's the opposite.
Right.
That's the opposite. The foot needs to be free to move and then it's strong. And that's really hard for people because we've all been trained the other way, right? And then the shoe is also magic. Like in the 80s, we all got, I think it's still the top selling shoe. The Air Jordan is still, I think, the top selling Nike shoe. And the belief of I'm going to jump higher because I'm wearing these shoes. You see, it's very strong.
Yeah.
And it also leads to your, what they've shown over and over, research keeps showing, is that the thicker the shoe, then the runner believes they have more ability to hit the ground harder. So you actually increase your level of impact because in your mind, you've got this shoe on. So you're like, I am protected.
Yeah.
But the foot and the body feels, in fact, amplifies the impact. Your foot doesn't feel it because it has a cushion. Your body still gets all of the impact. And this is why it's so important to realize why you need to strength train your foot as a full body. Like, we talk about full body. I never in my life was like, I'm going to just do my feet when I was younger. But you work as a full body and people want to work in body parts. So then when you talk about feet, they think that's weird. But by the way, it's the same thing. You should also have strong hands. Like, grip strength, they now know, is probably the top sign of aging.
Oh, wow.
Almost number one. So, yeah. And how many people have poor grip strength? A lot. Because, you know, ask someone to, you know, who's the one opening the jars, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be like that, but I've been in a weight room my entire life. My grip strength is pretty strong.
Right.
And when you don't realize, guys, that natural strength, being able to grip something, not just with your fingers, but with your toes, is part of movement. And when you're not using your feet, when you're not using your feet and your fingers, your brain atrophies. It's really sad, but they show it.
Yeah.
Neuroplasty only happens with movement. Remember, they are like, just do puzzles. Puzzles are great. You've got
to also,
got to move. And what's really funny is, and not funny, the irony is that they put people in orthopedic shoes, especially old people. And they tell them, don't go barefoot. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, like my dad is 84 years old. All right. And he went to the physical therapist and I've got him stretching on one of those slant boards. And I told him, do it barefoot. I want you to feel your feet. I want you to like split your toes and all that kind of stuff. So he told the PT that, and the PT was like, oh, it's a little advanced. He's at home at his house. I hope, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little advanced.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that we have to be careful with people and not to be afraid of your foundation, and your feet are your foundation. When you're running, you're standing on your feet. So everyone's like, I need to do core strength. You need to do full body strength. And it starts with the foot. Your line goes from the top of your ear to your foot. You got to work the whole line. And a lot of runners, like, they skip their legs. They'll skip leg day altogether, right? They think, I don't want to have
my running is doing my leg day, right?
I don't want to. And guys, it's like you're missing out on what is the point of strength training? The point of strength training is to strengthen your bones and your tendons and your ligaments. It's not to build muscle. Muscle develops because you're strength training, but the only way you're going to get big, big muscle is if you either take drugs like steroids or you spend hours and hours and hours strength training. It's that muscular development takes years and hours. So don't worry about it. I promise you're not going to get huge muscles.
Talk about that slant board and what that does for you. So guys, if you go to our app or you go to our YouTube channel, we've got a couple of really good videos on how to use the slant board. And slant board, just, you know, we have an Amazon store. It's not ours. It's somebody else's. You can buy it through us and give us a little commission, but it doesn't matter. But you found this slant board and we have been having some just monumental success with it in helping people all the way down the chain, right?
Well, here's what's funny. And this is like, here's a good example of a good idea, like with Amazon, for example. So everybody that either whatever, shows up to my clinics or has gone through our online program, I show them all the toys I play with. Because right. over the years, I've bought a lot of toys. Well, I've always just had a slab of wood as my, quote, slant board. And then I just right. find something to put it on and I make a slant board. Because 25 years ago, this woman, PT, told me that if your whole foot's not supported, it's really not getting the...
Is that the one they called your foot pudding? Or a set American cat pudding?
So this woman, this is what started my big barefoot journey, guys, is that I met a woman 25 years ago. And she said, your runner's feet are made out of pudding. They're not spending time barefoot. So that was foreign to me. Like, I live barefoot. I'm always barefoot. So I was like, I never thought about people not ever taking off their shoes. That's so strange. The reality, though, is that people don't. They don't spend time barefoot. They go to work and they come home. And they maybe they go to the gym. They put their gym shoes on and they go home. And I don't know, they put their house shoes on.
Right, right.
They don't think about doing things like lift your big toe and make sure your big toe is separate from the rest of your toes. And that's one of the right. first drills that I give people. So yeah. the reality is that gadgets should be second. That's just the truth. And yeah. first you should work your toes yourself. But then second challenge, and this is what she said, this is again, 25 years ago when I was still very young and pliable and the thought of stretching I thought was for old people. And she said, you're working against gravity all day long, whether you're sitting, standing, whatever it is you do, it's just life, right?
Right.
So if you would put yourself in a slant, which is what the slant board does, it just allows the body to, it's like reverse traction, right? It just okay. allows gravity to gently work on you while you're supported, so, because that's the key, support. So both feet are supported with your body weight. So because it's allowing gravity to work with your body weight, what it does is allows the body to relax from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. It's wild.
Wow. Yeah.
And I tell people the reason I, here I'm 54 years old, I'm really bouncy. I always have been. I taught aerobics, I run. So I don't ever have, like, my calf tightness isn't my, in my mind,
right.
like, I don't feel my calves. However, I always do pliability work because I'm always teaching. So I'm always right. in a position of full range. So I'm always training full range. Well, most people don't live their life standing in the running pose. So they are not in full range usually, and they're not wearing barefoot, like they're wearing shoes during the day. So what I found is having people actually take that time to just spend time with themselves and let themselves relax, because it's been wild. Like, if they'll sit there, because we're trying to encourage people to do either 30 seconds to start with or up to 4 minutes. What I'm finding is, and this is really funny, Caroline, because all of our RunRx videos are somewhere between, I try to keep them all 5 minutes.
Right.
And I tell people, if you would do 5 minutes of intentional practice a day, imagine where you'd be today. Like, I never ask for more than that. I really don't.
Right.
But
right.
it's the intention. So what's happened is they're making, and because it's something to stand on, right? And then they can set a timer. People are like, I did my 4 minutes. And they're so proud of themselves, which I'm proud of you too. The challenge though, I tell them, is that you standing there forced you to actually hold pose. Because when we ask you to hold the running pose, we want that line, that ears, shoulders, hips, and line. Standing on the slant board allows you to hold that line. Now, you're not standing on one foot, obviously, but you're allowing that line to actually start developing. So what wow. people are telling me is that now that I'm using that board, I'm actually able to get into my pose easier. And then because they can do the pose better, then they want to do the practice more. They're like, oh, okay, now I kind of feel what you've been saying. You see what I mean? And Valerie will tell you, I'm the first person to tell you, I'm a constant student. I don't ever stop learning. I'm always learning. And I've just been really lucky that I've gotten to learn from some really good movement people just over the years. But then I explore as well. And so just so you know, that's the joy of also continually coaching, because, right, there's a point where you're like, it's not strength. Something else is going on. So you're like,
yeah.
We have three elements. We have skill, strength, and self-care. And 99% of our clients hang out where? Neither.
I was going to say strength.
I was going to say
skill.
They just go running.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing, guys. We have some really fabulous students. But Valerie was spending all of her time in skill and strength. I was skipping self-care, I'll be honest. And I love my foam roller and I love my little stretches, but I was doing minimal. When I actually started doing the work also, by the way, doing the full 4 minutes, I started to change. Like, I could feel, wow, I actually have more range than I thought. See, perception. My ego got in the way too, because I thought, oh, I am in full range. Then I got on that slant board and I was like, no, sister, you are not. And now I have, you see what I mean? But what it does, not only does it open your mind to, wow, I have more range. Well, guys, when you have more range in your legs, and then all of a sudden you have more range in your torso, guess what? You have more stride length range. You have more potential to fall pull. You're running right. All of a sudden. And especially those that have been in Run RX, now they're admitting to me, I didn't do the self-care, Valerie.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I know you didn't.
You can see it. Yeah.
You see what I mean? I can tell where you hang out. I can tell when you're skipping your strength. I can tell when you're skipping your skill. I can tell when you're skipping your self-care. There's three elements. And you have to work on all three, because otherwise the skill drops. Your run. So we put skill as the run, right? And I tease people, because the reason we say skill is we want you to do the drills and the warm-up. We know right. You're just running. We know. We can see it.
Yeah.
We love you. We don't judge you on it, but we see it. We know. And that's, so it's like things where why the slant board is helping people is because it's actually making them be intentional. Like they're actually standing on it and they're wiggling their toes. They're doing the ready stance drill, which is, guys, the first drill in Run RX. If people actually stood there in ready stance and really did the 5-minute, they would probably feel pretty similar to the slant board. Isn't that neat,
yeah.
though?
Yeah.
So in my mind, absolutely. I'm like, it's forcing them to actually do the first drill. You see what I mean? And yeah. then they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. Now I want to do the ball of foot hops. I yeah. just think that it's actually getting people excited to move again, because it makes them realize, like, I didn't realize I was so stuck and not able to move.
Right. Absolutely. So guys, if you want to learn more about this slant board, again, we don't make it or
well,
sell
but
it.
Also it's not about the slant board. It's about right, right. if you would do intentional movement, because everything we give you is, I want people to know running is running. It's natural. You don't need any equipment.
Well, that wasn't the point. Fine. That wasn't the point. I'm trying to right, wrap right. it up here.
I know. I just want, I know, but we started with foot strength, and I want to get back to, it's okay to buy toys. I'm all about it. I love the toys. But the reality is if you really do what we ask you to do in the beginning, and you can buy the toys, I'm excited about it, but there's so many exercises just with your feet, and you have to think to yourself, I can't just use a piece of equipment. I also have to do the physical communication work. That's all. That's what I want to say.
Well, and that's absolutely right. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you can see some of the slant board workouts. You can also see a few foot strength toys she has. But she'll give you some really good self-care and strength, those foundational elements, as well as the drills. But really get into those foundational elements and why they're important. So we call them deep dives, because she actually goes in 5 to 8 minutes. Like, it's not the 30. We do lots of shorts because I have a short attention span. Our students have a short attention span. They just want something quick. Give me a quick thing today, Valerie, that I can work on. So those are our shorts. They're 30 to 60. If they're 90 seconds, it's a stressful day, right? We don't usually do 90 second shorts. They're usually pretty quick. But then if you go into the deep dives, usually we have a short that will like take you back into a deep dive, because the deep dives are so powerful. Because she really explains that nuance, that stuff behind it that she just explained with foot strength. And get into that. Let's geek out together. And if you have a question, put it on the YouTube channel. She'll do a video on it, or we'll do a podcast on it. We'll talk about it, because that's what we do. We geek out about running. We geek out about movement. We want to hear your questions, guys. So you can go to support@runrx.fit and send us an email. You can go to our YouTube channel or Instagram or Facebook, put a little comment in on something maybe that's bugging you, or where can I find this? And we'll try to point you to something. Or, you know, Valerie's pretty quick on these videos. Sometimes she'll just make the video before I have time to point you to it. So she will do that. So you can like ask a question on a video today on, you know, whenever you listen to this. And then 2 days later, you'll go, oh my God, was she listening in? Yeah, she saw your question. She's not listening to you through your phone. She saw a question and she answered it. We just don't usually call people out. But please know that we do hear you and we want to help you. So be part of our community. We are hoping to build a more of a community on our app as well as through YouTube. It just takes a little, you have to have certain levels where you can build a community, and we're working on that. So hopefully, guys, if you don't have the ability to join the membership, we totally understand. We try in the app to do a lot of free content. We are giving away our free two preliminary courses, the one that Valerie wrote at the very beginning, which is basically 5 days to run pain-free. And then we also have RunRx 101, which really kind of just takes you through from a reading standpoint, like what is the RunRx method. And we also have, we've added the restart that we have put out there. It's basically the first 30 days, whether you're coming back from an injury, it's not the membership, but it kind of gives you a, hey, I don't know where to start. I used to run, or I was running last year, and then life got in the way and I need to kind of get back out there. What should I do? This is that 30-day restart. And we've got it through the app. You could only get it through the app. It's $4.95, guys. We just want to get you started. And if you can get in and start doing it, then maybe you'll want to come into the membership. Now, all of these things, except for like if you post a comment, you really can't talk to Valerie. So if you want that ability for her to see you run, please, please, please come into the membership. We would love to have you. We'd love to see you run, and we would love to help you run pain-free. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.